Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Adkins.
What?
All right, Todd, we are going to be talking about starting new things during COVID.
Awesome.
So have you started any new things during COVID? I mean, it is going to be related to campuses for all of our listeners listening in, but have you personally started any new things during COVID?
No, I've what's happened with me is Daniel would know this about me, and probably the listeners know this about me. I am a serial entrepreneur starter of things, but what's happened to me during COVID is that has shifted. And I have now just wrapped up my fourth full course / guide, whatever, related to COVID or rapid recruiting and developing. That's the latest one, rapid recruitment and development, which is basically, okay, how do you do leadership pipeline in a responsible way in short order? So all my effort and energy has gone into creating new, you know, tools and courses and whatever, because it's not just some stuff thrown together. It's a full process with exercises that you do along the way. And when you come out on the other side, you actually, you know, have a plan or, I don't know. You did one, didn't you?
So you're talking about, and then the course that you're talking about, that's all on Ministry Grid. So what's neat is the first course that you did, or the one, I guess at the time of this release, a month ago or a month and a half ago, that you released on COVID-19, and you were talking about the beautiful constraint. So what we did was I was going to have my team read that anyway, that book. But when you came out with that course, I created an assessment on top of that course. So we copied the course, created an assessment on the top of that course, and edited, kind of shortened it down, because I really wanted to focus in on the beautiful constraint piece of things. And we just modified your course that you created. And instead of having my entire team read the book, we're like, hey, listen to Todd and let's talk about this and work through all the templates. The worksheets that you came up with and created with that course are absolutely brilliant. Brilliant. Thank you for doing that.
Well, here's the thing. And you texted me something to that effect. And I said, they wouldn't be as good as if we were together, because what you don't realize about me and Daniel is we would feed off of each other. And so when it would come to exercises we would do in pipeline, or it would be, you know, creating succession planning at every level. And here's 2 days of course, 2 days worth of stuff for you to walk through with your team. And it's not a bunch of theories. It's not something that is like filling space, or we're even telling you how to do something. It is really walking you through a process where if you walk out on the other side, it's going to be super contextualized to you. And I didn't do it for you. You did it with your team. And that's what's most important, because nobody knows your team and your leaders and your context of where your church is and your church culture better than you. And so it's important to give you tools like that versus just say, hey, here's some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so good. So we'll put all that into the show notes. I've definitely seen that and benefited from your courses on COVID and all of that. For me, it's kind of weird to think during COVID, during all of the hecticness of this, Christina and I mean, so we have our in-between podcast on marriage and parenting, but we actually decided to release mini episodes every week as well. So we're still going every week. And then we decided to do these quick less than 10 minute quick episodes on one thought. And then if we weren't bored enough, and we weren't bored, we're actually both Enneagram 3. So we love this kind of thing. We started a YouTube show as well. So It's been fun. It's, and you know what, honestly, it's just us in our kitchen and we're filming the conversation and just having a blast. So it's been fun to do it live on Facebook because of all the interaction that we're getting. And then, you know, we do kind of a quick intro and outro bumper and stick it up on YouTube. So it's been fun to start things.
Cool.
Well, on that note, really wanted to talk about today what it looks like to start new campuses during COVID and if we should, because the thing with COVID and months and months ago, as we were kind of getting into this, no one really knew how long it was going to last. And even for us here in Edmonton, we put our downtown campus on kind of an indefinite pause, not knowing how long this was all going to last. But I wanted to revisit really this question of, okay, what does multi-site look like? But even more specifically, is it crazy? Is it crazy for churches to think about starting a new campus while we're in COVID?
An internet campus? Just kidding.
Yeah. I even heard one pastor say, hey guys, we have officially launched a new campus. It's an internet campus. So that is definitely an interesting thing to think about, because for us, here's the neat thing about, so we had been live streaming for a while, and the way that our tech guys set up the board is we have a board in the auditorium and we actually have a board in the back room, where that board in the back room mixes the audio for whatever goes up online. Now, the interesting thing is up until COVID hit, we were putting it up online, but we were just sending the house mix online. Dude. So it wasn't really mastered for online. And now
have so many opinions, strong opinions on this very subject.
And so let me just finish. So now our main audio engineer, I mean, he is now on he's not on the house mix because no one's in the room, but he is completely on the mix that's going up online. So our audio is amazing on our live stream because we had that system set up. So even for us moving forward, when we start gathering together, I mean, there is going to be a huge priority on online, because some people are just going to be reticent to come back until there's a vaccine and maybe even after that.
I totally agree. My thing is, so this past week I was watching McLean Bible because of my ties there and because David Platt and Michael Kelsey were team teaching at the same time, and it was about racial issues and stuff like that. But I really wanted to see them team teach, and before they preached, it was clearly mixed for the internet campus. Mm-hmm. When they came back, they forgot and they left the house feed in.
Oh, okay.
And there's a distinct difference. And you know, I'm looking at my phone going, who do I text to tell them? and I'm like, I'm not going to text David or Michael. And you know, I don't know. I still have a few of the tech guys in my phone, but I'm like, I don't know if they're there anymore. And that might be slightly offensive if I say something now, but anyway,
that is hilarious. So, you know, honestly, I had no idea that you could do that. So I learned something during COVID. I mean, I've learned a lot during COVID, but that was a fascinating thing that it does actually require two different techs, one in the house mix and one on the one going online. All right. So what do you think though about launching a new physical campus during COVID?
Okay, so here's the thing that is really interesting, and I've talked about this once before, or probably more than that, in the last almost 500 episodes. The thing is, there are people that have told you no before about a perfect location. So it may have been a performing arts theater. It may have been, you know, some other type of venue that you couldn't get your hands on and you've just been dying to. Those people, some of those businesses are going to be strapped for cash at this point in time. So, and this sounds really, I don't know what this sounds like. Savvy is a nice word, I think, to say. okay. But if you look at the book of Proverbs, I think you can find a case for this. So here's the thing. There are people that told you no that now have been dark for months, and their cash flow has been highly disruptive. And if you've got great, especially if you've already done campuses before, I don't know that I would advise you to do your first campus at this time, but if you're well-versed with the whole campus thing, then fine. This is a great time to either move an existing campus to a better location, a better venue, or start a new one, because of the fact that there's people that will be open to the conversation that wouldn't have been before. And you may have an opportunity to walk in and say, hey, we're already doing campuses here, here, and here. Here's a letter from this other manager. I would have other managers who we did have a great relationship with. I would say, hey, will you write a letter on my behalf that I can give someone, just to help them understand that I am going to pay my rent. I am a good partner. I'm not unreasonable. If I need to write it for you and you, sign it at the end, as long as you agree with it. And some of them didn't understand that. And then I would have to remind them, well, remember, we didn't start off this way. It was only
a brilliant idea.
So in that way, if I can go with, a provenance or whatever you would want to call it, and go to a venue that I've had my eye on for a while. And again, it's not just new. It could be, hey, we have a campus that's busting at the seams and it'd be even better if it was here. Then now's a good time to take advantage of that.
Yeah, that is a great idea. And I think every context or every church is going to be in a different financial situation. I've heard some stories of churches who are way over. I mean, giving it's been the highest it's ever been, and other churches who are hurting quite significantly. So I think if you're on the former side of things and you guys are in a financially good position, then there is definitely merit to say, okay, well, what does it look like for us to find that venue that we've always wanted, or we see the gospel need? It's not just an opportunity, but we see the gospel need. We have that conviction from the Lord to launch the campus and to be a presence in that area of the city, and let's go for it. Let's launch that new campus during COVID. Now, the thing to always keep in consideration is the culture that you are building and the culture that you are forming when you do that, especially if the restrictions when you're going to launch still has no singing. And if it has no singing, and it depends on also, what's the maximum size of people allowed or number of people allowed to gather, that's also going to be a consideration too. I also think though, in this entire equation of starting a new campus, you have to think, the way I would answer a church that has 1,000+ person campuses versus all their campuses are a few hundred, I would actually answer it very differently in each context. So for the church who has, let's say, the mega campus of 1,000, 2,000 plus people, and then they have smaller venues here and there, they are likely going to take a different approach to reopening than the church who has 3 or 4 campuses or more of 200 to 300 each. Because in a sense, each of the campuses of 200 to 300 each are going to have more of a similar experience than that church that has a 1,000, 2,000 person plus campus versus smaller venues there. So on that note, I would actually encourage the church who has 200 to 300 person campuses, that I would actually encourage them to start a new campus during COVID more than I would for a church who has that massive campus and smaller satellite ones.
Yeah, I could get there. The other thing I would say too is think about it as this as well. We mentioned a couple episodes ago that places like California, who have a maximum of 100 people gathered, there's an opportunity right now to I mean, you know, let's be honest, a lot of our church plants and a lot of churches in America are 100, 150 anyway. If you're a larger church, you have the opportunity to treat that as a mini campus strategy, a mini campus model, and to say, hey, during COVID and as we are coming out of COVID, we are going to actually continue gathering this mid-sized community together at least periodically, or maybe we're only going to ask them to come to the main campus or whatever campus, you know, once a month. The other three times, we're going to ask them to gather together where they've already been gathering together because we want them to become a campus. I mean, there's all different kinds of strategies that I think we're going to see come out of this. And most of them we're not going to hear about for a year or two because, you know, it's going to be something that was, it's going to be the ones that are really successful and just kind of, you know, blow everybody away. But there are going to be some strategies like that. There are going to be some big churches that never go back to their facility and they just bust everything up. I don't want to name names, but I've talked to some recently about, you know, helping them process strategically. Hey, we're trying to do some scenario planning. What if we did this? I'm like, are you serious? Like, really? Okay. All right. I'm happy to help you, you know, think through that. So yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of things that are going to come out of this.
Yeah. So good. So good. Well, thanks again for listening to the New Churches Q&A podcast. If you haven't left a question yet, or if there's something on this episode that you're like, hey, I'd like for you guys to dig a little bit deeper there, or I have a follow-up question on another point that you had talked about that we had talked about, I'd love for you to send that question in. If you're on your mobile device, just go to speakpipe.com/newchurches. That's speakpipe.com/newchurches. Or if you're on your computer, just go to newchurches.com and hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail and send that in. Thanks again for listening in, and we'll catch you next time.